Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, the past year or two have been extremely challenging for performers. Anyone in the art scene will tell you so. But one of our local singer-songwriters, Ryan Gay of Rushworth, has just released a debut single, and I'm very happy to let you all know about it. And he's joining me on the line right now. Good morning, Ryan.
Hi, Terry. How are you going?
Good, thanks. Is it this period that, you haven't been able to get out there and do live performances that has had you in the studio working on your own song?
Oh, absolutely. It's been tough, and I think all the local artists will attest to this. And it's been hard to get out to gigs. It's been hard to sort of make a living that we're used to. And for me, it has pushed me into the studio, which has been locally. I live out at Rushworth, which you should know. It's not too far away from Shepparton. So
I do know that. I have spent some time there. So have you always been at Rushworth? I seem to recall that you might have been at Bendigo.
Yeah, so I actually was born in Shepparton, so I'm a local, and I lived originally in Talleg Rupner, then Wanyu, and then Rushworth finally. The only reason that I guess when I started playing music, a lot of weddings, I centred in Bendigo, and that was because I went to uni there.
Okay, so a lot of people listening may know you from around the traps as the artist Not, and I was kind of amused to read that you were originally called Not because of your great dreadlocks.
Yes, I did used to have dreadlocks. I thought they were a very interesting haircut as an 18-year-old, and I went and got them myself, and I played under the name of Not or DJ Not, and I would be very surprised if I haven't played at least one wedding of a listener of 1FM. I'd say many, because I've played a lot of weddings.
So I've actually listened to people talk about this who've had dreadlocks, and when they remove them, it seems to be a real kind of catalyst for change. Was it like that for you?
Yeah, I had them for a long time. Must have been 3 or 4 years, and I did decide to cut them off. And I mean, I'm not so sure that I had an epiphany to change the day after I cut them off. But I mean, I did an IT degree, and I'm now a musician. So I mean, if that speaks volumes about my change,
you're getting a little bit more serious. You're growing up, Brian.
Yeah, everyone keeps asking me what I'm going to do when I grow up, but I think I'm in for the long haul for music now.
I certainly hope so. I mean, you've got fantastic singing and songwriting talent, but in the past few years you have performed, as I said, around the place, but you've also done a lot of DJing and work with your audio equipment. Is that really just sort of being able to do something in the same sort of sphere that is a bit more financial security?
Yeah, well, originally I started as a DJ, as a young fella, and played a lot of 18th and 21st and stuff, and then moved on from there. I eventually worked with Pioneer DJ, which was just the right place at the right time in the industry, and it was brilliant to work in the industry and learn a lot of the other side of things. So I was, it was good, and then obviously I've done that for sort of 2 years plus, and then I quit that to go back to music full time. I think nothing inspires me or empowers me like music does, and I absolutely live to play.
Well, I have certainly seen you play live at one of the Secret Garden gigs, and I hope it's not too long before we get to see you and other artists performing live again. Fingers crossed we are able to do that. But in the meantime, we've got this great new song that you have produced called Down, which is, I don't know, is it a bit of a downer, Ryan?
So I will quickly explain. I wrote Down back in 2019. I was dating a backpacker at the time. These things, our best intentions, it was supposed to be temporary. Our feelings grew. It was sort of dark times towards the end. And then I think Down was written about both the time in between relationships and, the dark times towards the end of that relationship. So it's not necessarily a song about love per se, but about, the time in between the major relationships in your life. And it features Stevie Renee, who is an amazing artist from Shepparton as well, and she did the backing vocals in it. The Scurry family, that they're just amazing musicians around, and I think they're well known and loved. So thank
Fantastic.
You so much.
Well, look, I hope you're not down now. Ryan?
No, definitely not.
Got to keep up with the release of this new song. That's a great, great positive thing. And it's really good. I've been talking about it earlier in the program, saying I'm sure the listeners are really going to like it. And it's great to get behind our local talented people, especially at the moment. So I think we should play it. Ryan.
And I'm so stoked.
Well, it's on our system now, so I'll play it for you regularly and for our listeners. Keep in touch. Let us know what you're up to. And as I said, hope to see you on a live stage soon. I'm going to let you introduce your song and then I'm going to go straight to it. So thanks, Ryan.
Thank you so much, Terry. And, this is Down by Myself, Ryan Gay. So thank you very much, everyone. Hope you like it.
I've been roaming around searching for hallowed ground at night. Thoughts keep running back to you. I'm trying hard not to get caught up, 'cause I'm not the one to think things through. I need no reason lately to get out of my head, maybe, 'cause I don't know to do. But this I do know, though, time can show slow when you search for someone new. So I'm going down to the deep end, baby, down for the weekend, baby, down for this rhythm in my heart. So well, and what goes up must surely fall.
Here in the Goulburn-Murray region, are you looking to realistically grow your customer base? If you answered yes to these two questions, then there's something that you need to know. Right here on the station that you're listening to, 1FM, we offer the region's most price-competitive and effective radio advertising packages available. Get the message? That's okay. Thousands of others did too. Inquire today on 5831 3131.
We're back. The Tangamar Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungama Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungama Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Hi, Daryl from Aussie Ag Supplies. If you're looking for new tractor parts, call us. We carry good stocks of parts for Sami, Deutz, McCormick, Landini, Massey Ferguson, TEA Fergies, Ford Tractors and Fiat. We're also now wrecking Massey Ferguson 3350, Sami Explorer 90, Golden 85, Frutetto 90 and 85 and 75 plus Lamborghinis and TEA Fergusons. Call me, Daryl, on 042823 5000. Remember the number 0428 235 000.
Station sponsor.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher. They're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299 413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.